Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I just asked AI a question.
Uh-oh.
And I will share with you the answer. Well, I'll share with you the question, too. good morning. And we use the term good loosely. We're all still here, most of us. Charlie Kirk has left the planet, but he's with his Heavenly Father. He is a Christian soldier who marched forth and turned young people into thinkers. And got them to think and did it in such a way. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Kirk deserves a lot of credit for the overwhelming win that Donald Trump had in the last election. So rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. He was assassinated yesterday in Utah. By the way, in case you haven't heard that, it is definitely one of the stories of the day, which who would believe that something could like overshadow the anniversary of September 11th, yet I have to say this definitely does, at least for a lot of us. And we'll dig into that a little bit deeper. But it is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up in less than an hour, Gun Owners of America Representative Luis Valdez is going to join us. And, you know, Luis is very much our, you know, we call him our Second Amendment advocate, and we're blessed to have a few of those. But, you know, Luis has been on very consistently, and we look forward to speaking to him. And one of the things I want to ask him is, well, what I asked AI. I said, now, does Florida have open carry now? Is open carry legal in Florida? That's what I said.
Right.
AI says yes. According to a September 10th, 2025 ruling, which, by the way, was yesterday, just yesterday, right?
Yep.
By the First District Court of Appeal, Florida's ban on openly carrying firearms is unconstitutional and can no longer be enforced. The court found that the state failed to meet the burden of proving the ban was consistent with the Second Amendment and historical traditions of firearm regulation. This means that most people can now openly carry a firearm in Florida without fear of arrest under the previously existing open carry ban. Now, we're going to talk to Luis. Does that take place immediately? Is there any other process that has to take place? Will a lefty or a very weak-kneed Republican judge jump up and go, no, injunction?
Imagine that.
So we'll ask him about those things. And then, of course, we'll get into some greater detail about what happened or what failed to happen in the protection of Charlie Kirk yesterday. I got to at least get this off my chest, okay? This is a story that has an incredible amount of tentacles.
Sure.
So don't be offended if I don't make every single point, every single minute, because even AI cannot do that. And
well, Bob's smarter than this AI anyway.
So, well, yeah. I am the deacon of knowledge.
Exactly.
But no, seriously, I've got some questions about the event.
Uh-huh.
I get it. It's a speaker coming to Utah who has conservative values. Not exactly going to ruffle a lot of feathers there. Now, Charlie Kirk did come to UF. He was on our campus, what, about 7 months ago?
Yep.
And, yeah, there were protesters and there were people, you know, yakety-yak, whatever. And protesting is constitutionally protected. I have no problem with people who want to protest as long as it doesn't turn violent. I don't like it when they try to attempt to shout somebody down because that interferes with free speech. Let the people hear what somebody has to say. And also, why are you so fearful of what somebody might say? Free speech is such an important right, and there's people on the left that are basically trying to extinguish that. They don't want to have a dialogue. Do you know why they don't have a dialogue? Because they can't defend their thoughts and policies. They simply can't. They're indefensible. They can't. What are you going to say? So we've got that going on. We've got 24 years since September 11th. City of Gainesville, 8:30 to 9:30. Gathering at City Hall Plaza, a National Day of Service in Remembrance. They'll have a joint honor guard there from Gainesville Fire Rescue and Gainesville Police Department. And that is this morning, 8:30 to 9:30, City Hall Plaza on East University Avenue. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know, your American Legions, your AMVETs, many other municipalities will be having some kind of recognition in most cases going on today. So, Greg, the question for a lot of us, and we've been pushing for this open carry, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm seeing this thing about the judge's ruling, and then the Charlie Kirk thing happens.
Right.
And it's like, wow.
Well, but look at it maybe from this perspective. Is something that happened yesterday, just like something that happened on that train in Charlotte, and we can go down the list and list and list, isn't it even make it a more important protected right in our country to be able to protect ourselves. Now, to some, does it matter if it's concealed or open? That's fine. But for maybe even an accessibility, some would see open carry as a, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm going to protect those around me. You might not want to try anything right now. Others would say you're the first target. So there's even going to be two opinions within the folks who like to carry in our country.
Hey,
with your rights.
Greg.
Yes.
It's an easy scenario.
What you got?
I'll play your decoy.
Okay.
I'll carry mine.
Okay, good.
And when they think that I'm the bad guy and they're going to try to take my firearm away, then I got you.
I'll take him out. Okay.
Exactly.
I like that better than the other way around.
Yeah. But yeah. One of the points I want to get to, and again, there's a million points to be made here.
Yes.
Yesterday, I know Charlie Kirk, okay, not controversial, say, in Utah at the college campus there, for instance, but you have a gathering of large crowds. You've had the attempted assassination of President Trump and other politically connected people and their attempted or assassinations taking place there. Why are they not covering the roof lines of these buildings? And I'm extremely frustrated over it, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm law enforcement. I'm not. But this goes way back beyond that. I mean, this is like, you know, control the high ground. This is like, you know, martial arts, Sun Tzu, the art of war, any sort of protection of anybody in an open setting where you have tall buildings. I mean, my God, how many years ago did the guy shoot from the bell tower in Texas?
Right.
I mean, this is just, you go to a University of Florida game, I can't give away too many tactical things, but I've seen them myself. Do you think that we have protection at the highest levels above the stadium? I can just simply say, oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had for quite some time, and they do a darn good job. Why wouldn't you have that? I know it wasn't a big school in Utah. I mean, they have limited budgets. I get that. But, I mean, an overview, a drone even. Greg brought this up earlier off the air. He said, yeah, I mean, a drone, how much would that cost to get somebody to run the drone? You're on a college campus. You can't find one geek who will run the drone for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you monitor? what's going on? You have a law enforcement officer that says point here, point there. Yep. Hey, I want you to focus on the roof lines. I mean, Butler just, in my mind, just happened.
Yeah.
And here we're still talking about a shooter on a roof.
Mm-hmm.
It just blows me away. Greg?
Well, or even, and I don't mean this to sound callous, but to protect yourself, if you are someone like a Charlie Kirk, have your own.
He does. He has six people.
But I'm saying, but from the drone perspective, have your own one person trained, and when they're doing their pre-security check, that one person has the ability to be in contact with whoever's in charge of security on those grounds. So they, because again, go back to Butler. If that had happened then, we've got a guy on a roof. Somebody get him. It would not have been that difficult.
It just really, it makes you scratch your head and say, what's going on here? Because these things are not logic-based. How can you not cover the roof line of a presidential candidate that's speaking?
Yeah.
And the same thing, you got a very controversial conservative on a college campus. Roof lines,
I know.
And of course, that's only a very small segment or aspect of this big picture thing, but it's one that I find frustrating. It's like, do all that you can, and then when you say, well, there's nothing we can do, right. I get it, but don't say there's nothing we can do when I'm telling you there was something you could have done.
It's bugging you, isn't it?
It is.
I can tell.
And let's open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines to everybody for what's bugging you, a chance for you to air it out. It may or may not be related to the whole Charlie Kirk thing. That's fine. What's bugging you is next, 877-975-9825. And remember, Florida Pest Control, the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now for what's bugging you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning and welcome. It is Thursday, September 11th, 24 years after. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, please. 877-975-9825. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I probably should have waited till tomorrow for this call because I'm still full of emotions, but today, definitely, we want to remember all those 24 years ago first that give their lives for a heinous act. And fast forward to yesterday, I feel like I woke up feeling the same way I did on 9/12 and the days after. This hate has got to stop. And I tell you, it just frustrates me that, you know, Charlie Kirk had a great following, and I don't believe this was somebody crazy that killed him. I believe he was set up to be a target. He had young college kids following him all over the world, and his crowds were getting bigger and bigger, and more were following him. And I do believe that evil decides to take him out. My question to you guys is when does good strike back? You know, we know, and I'm a man of God, so I hear him every day telling me to be still. He's got this. But do we wait till the clouds open and he comes back to strike back? I just feel like with the amount of illegals that have taken into our country, we're going to start seeing more of this, more and more. And good people are just sitting back right now saying, what do we do? When do we strike? And I just feel like, you know, this is a tipping point. So on that, guys, God bless you all. You guys do the same thing Charlie Kirk does. And God forbid, you know, you guys give the news. You keep it Christian, and we love you for it. So God bless Charlie Kirk and his family.
Right on. Well said. Well said. And, yes, there are plenty of questions. Let's go to Dom. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. Army Dom. It started out bugging me, but it's a positive spin about 9/11 real quick. I enlisted in 96. I had several deployments. Two were in Afghanistan early on. Retired with 25 years Army. On every deployment, I would give the same speech. I would ask a new set of young troops, where were you when the Twin Towers fell? I would hear how old they were, what grade they were in. I would hear sixth grade, third grade. And later, 2020, although I stayed back as a OCT instructor, I sent my troops forward. One of them said, they were just born when the Twin Towers fell on 9/11. Brother, I was thrown back thinking, geez, son, this isn't even your war. It's a different generation. But this morning, I saw that next generation of troops as the ROTC were out there honoring a memorial fitness event. And I say, man, keep standing up and carrying that flag forward. Thanks, guys.
And Charlie Kirk was one of those people that definitely believed that. And he was changing hearts and minds. And that's why maybe he was such a threat to some. Bellevue Bill, what's bugging you?
Hello. That previous caller, when he asked, where were you? I was building the seeker for the Javelin missile system. But what's bugging me is, has anybody noticed the symbolism? Had Charlie Kirk survived with his throat being shot out, he still would have been silenced.
Yeah, I didn't think of that possible irony. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yes, you know, we had our differences on religion, Charlie and I, but in every other aspect on the lefty demon rat's assault on American culture and what's decent and good, I agreed with him. Now, when I, like you, first heard that another rooftop assassin had killed this poor guy, I was flabbergasted and mortified that no law officers or members of his security team were stationed on it. And I'm still shaking my head in disbelief over it. I can't believe it. I think I'm going to shake my head clear off.
You know, it is weird. It's almost like, what are we, like in the 1970s, and you're worried about Squeaky Fromm with a pistol somewhere in the crowd? Because there were six plainclothed officers locally, I think the university police, and nothing against them. But, yeah, does it really take that much resources to have somebody at the highest point to gain leverage over anybody who would be on a rooftop? And I believe there was a strategic tactical position that they could have assumed and been able to see, at least at the very least, see what's going on. Hey, Steve, what's bugging you?
You know,
if you look at the news sites on social media, it's obvious that what Charlie was trying to do wasn't reaching a lot of people, because the amount of ignorance and feedback about what their perception of Charlie's message was, it's really disheartening, because his message was always a positive, engage you. If you don't agree, he's good with that. You know, you walk away, you don't agree. Why?
But the people on the left didn't even bother to listen to him, I think. It was part of the disconnect. They just repeated the words of some of the pundits, like on MSNBC, calling him a hater. Mark, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm just sad about Charlie Kirk, because he was always so well-spoken, and it's sad. It's hard to imagine he was just 31, and so he sounded like he had the wisdom of the ages.
There's people that say, hey, this guy might have been able to be president of the United States one day, and you could say that about a lot of people, but when you say it about him, that really resonates. You go, there's a real good chance that that could have occurred.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
All right. Obviously, some of the subject matter of the day, you're already very well aware of it. And we'll talk about all the different angles on that. And we've got special guest on Gun Owners of America, Representative Luis Valdez, coming up at 8:05. Lots of things that are going on, and we'll do our best to cover them all right here on The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
How do you want to be remembered?
I mean, if I like, die?
Everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith in my life.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:36 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And that was Charlie Kirk in his own words when he was being asked, how do you want to be remembered? You know, nobody gets asked that. as a 31-year-old. Mm. Because we haven't really accomplished enough to say, well, yeah, here's my legacy, or here's what I believe in, or here's what I stand for, here's what I want people to remember about me. You don't do that at 31, generally speaking. But he was on such a path, such a positive path. How can the left call this guy and what he talked about hate speech? He didn't go around slamming his fists down on things, yelling rhetoric, calling people names. He just presented a view, his opinion, his view. He was very strong in his Christian beliefs. He tied that into the foundation of our nation perfectly, factually. He helped really to educate many people, a lot of young people, but really everybody who listened to him came in contact with him. But he's a threat to the left. He's a threat. And anything that threatens this far left garbage, this nonsense that has been foisted upon us, you know, they don't want to have a debate because they can't win. So what we're seeing here is what happens when politically you can't get your way. You can't win at the ballot box. Your ideas and ideals are not reasonable. So what do you do? Well, it's as old as terrorism itself. You terrorize. You commit acts of terror. Trying to get political change through that. Well, as Americans, we all need to stand tall against that. Is that how you want political change to come about? Through violent acts? You can't be a thinking person and say yes, but yet we see college kids at what used to be prestigious universities gathering around literally supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization, hoping for some sort of political change by supporting a terrorist group. Terrorists prey and murder and kill innocent people. You'll never get to a point to where you can justify that in the mind of anyone who is sane. It can't be justified. But yet, of course, that's exactly what this whole, I guess, what you'd want to call it, this twisted belief system that the left has. And then you've got guys like California Governor Gavin Newsom condemning political violence. Yeah, as soon as Charlie Kirk was shot, and when he posted this on X, Charlie Kirk was still alive. Of course, later on, he was pronounced dead. He might not have been alive, but that information wasn't out. So Charlie Kirk was shot dead in the neck while speaking at an event at Utah Valley University. And here's what Mr. Newsom, put out. The attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, vile, and reprehensible. Now, that's good. You've got somebody on the left speaking out against it clearly. He said, in the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form. And he capitalized every. Well, you know, some forms of speech can lead to violent acts. I mean, hate to put you on the spot there, Governor Gavin, but wasn't it just you a couple of weeks ago on the Siren podcast that literally said Newsom threatened to punch sons of bitches such as President Donald Trump and Republicans in the mouth, quote unquote. Punch him in the mouth. But now he says, oh, yeah, reject political violence in every form. Well, that is a form of political violence. When you talk about a violent act towards somebody politically that you disagree with, he said it clearly. I like to punch sons of blanks, such as President Donald Trump and Republicans, in the mouth. Not acceptable. But there we have it. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let me open those up. 877-975-9825 and let you weigh in. AC guy, you're on the air. AC guy, you're on the air. Talk to me on the phone, not the radio. Okay. We lost him.
Yeah, if you're on hold, it's always a good idea to listen to your phone there, not the radio, just so you know, because there's a delay.
I think he was more concerned about maybe putting the order in at the fast food drive-thru, which, if you're on your way to work, you got to have priorities.
Well, I get that.
Okay.
I can relate.
Speaking of stupid lefties saying stupid things.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk yesterday was killed at an on-campus event. And as the story developed, MSNBC analyst Matthew Dowd, and Matthew Dowd's name has come up specifically on this show many times, for really wickedly stupid things that he has said. But he really outdid himself yesterday. He argued that one cannot share hateful rhetoric and then not expect awful actions to take place. He's not referring to all the nasty lefty stuff that has been said. Oh, you're a MAGA, you're a Nazi, you're right wing, you're fascist, you're this, you're that. All the name calling. Isn't that the ones who then perpetrated the violence? Isn't this coming from the far left? You're telling me it was conservative took shots at Trump?
I don't think so. No.
So MSNBC has fired this political analyst, Matthew Dowd, for suggesting hateful rhetoric from Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk led to his own assassination. And this goes back to free speech. Popular free speech doesn't need protection. We agree as Americans, or we should, our founding fathers certainly did, that free speech needs to be protected. They were talking about free political speech. That way you could say things without people trying to shoot you. They could disagree with you vehemently. They could get on a soapbox next to you, and they could try to yell louder than you and the town crier put together. But they can't shoot you. Popular speech does not need protection. So it would never have been the Second Amendment on the Bill of Rights to the Constitution of the United States. It wouldn't be necessary. It was necessary because it's unpopular speech. It's politically motivated speech that is going to draw opposition, ardent opposition, to your thoughts and opinions. And that's why it needs protection. The left is literally trying to destroy free speech and representing the awesome power of political free speech was Charlie Kirk. He was representing it perfectly. Mm-hmm. He was going to college campuses. He was getting people to think. You didn't have to agree with him. He was quite respectful with those who disagreed with him.
Prove me wrong, he said.
Yeah.
There's your chance.
And he gave them information. It's kind of like, you know, this is my way. Through it, find yours. Mm-hmm. But here's facts. Here's the founding of the nation. Here's the principles our founding fathers believed in. And the left turned it into hate because remember how the left works. It's not just about, you know, at first we were told, you know, live and let live and just, you know, let it go. And what was the word? Tolerant.
Tolerant, yes. Be tolerant of our views and our lifestyles or whatever.
And tolerant was never enough, was it?
Mm-mm.
It was never enough. So you had to be totally accepting of, totally. Anything short of that, you were a bigot. You were a hater. You were a phobe.
And that's where we are now. Didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't. It happened very quickly, and that's what people need to recognize. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about. And if you miss any of it, we know you're busy. You've got the Bob Rose Show podcast every minute, every issue on demand, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It is 7:51. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And The shock has not worn off from 9/11, and that was 24 years ago. And we look back at it on this day. Many people remember exactly what they were doing and where they were when they began to, the news began to give us some initial information. The South Tower mm-hmm. been struck by a plane at 8:46. And then that's when we began to wonder and speculate. And much like that day and the next, we just had a kind of a sick feeling in our gut. Mm-hmm. But it was followed with a big unknown. Yesterday, when many of us heard the news about Charlie Kirk getting assassinated, we had that same kind of a gut punch. And then it leaves us with question marks of, is it now open season on conservatives? We had two attempts on now President Trump and former president candidate Trump. And we see just the level of vitriol amongst the left. And isn't it interesting that described by the left, they called Charlie Kirk a hater.
Yeah.
This is how far things have come and how far they've changed. And just really in a short period of time. And so, yes, they call you, if you're a Christian, they call you a hater. Because you might not go 100% all in with the different lifestyle stuff, the different gender stuff, the different, biological males wanting to compete with women. You can agree to disagree. They'll say, you're a hater. And they say it in very strong ways. But it gets worse than that. The show is built. I've been for 20-something years, I'm pointing out the obvious buffoonery and the evil of the left, frankly. Been pointing that out for a long time. I don't remember recalling ever wishing someone dead.
Hmm.
And if I did, it was a very visceral, very fleeting thought, I guess. Now, do I wish they had bed bugs? Do I wish they got, an itch they could never get rid of or something?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, perhaps.
A little bit, yeah.
But wish them dead. I can't go there. I'm afraid of God. Is why I don't go there. And Greg, well, it's about time you found something where you actually act on the fear of God.
Uh-huh.
And that would be one of them.
Right.
Kind of where I draw the line. I don't wish anyone dead. So there was a post yesterday. It was a repost of President Trump talking about Charlie Kirk. Mm-hmm. And it was a short, nice little statement. And somebody responded to it. It's a sad day.
Right.
And then somebody responded to that. So somebody who used hate speech is gone, and it's a sad day.
Wow.
What does that mean? You mean that anybody has speech you disagree with, you call their speech hate,
right,
and then you say it's okay that they're dead. In fact, it's good. I mean, we saw that right here in our community.
Yep.
When somebody said, oh, another dead MAGA.
Uh-huh.
When Hulk Hogan,
right,
passed away.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I like when people say what they're really feeling. And if they're willing to put that out on social media, you have to take the next step and go, oh my God, if they're willing to say that out loud and take the time to go type,
yeah,
or even speak it, uh-huh, and then they say post. And all that time that transpires, it means, yeah, they mean it. And that's what they're willing to say out loud in front of others. What are they really thinking?
But don't you wish you could ask them point blank, show me the part, give me the quote that was hate. They would give you a quote that just disagreed with them. They can't give you the quote that was hateful about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't acknowledge that. They'll just say he was hateful because he doesn't agree with me.
When you like wish someone dead or say, good, I'm glad they're dead.
Ugh. Yeah.
You see, one of the reasons why most of us don't do that is because that's way beyond like our realm, our jurisdiction, And I don't know. It's just a sickening thing that has occurred. And unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be less violence coming our way. I think it is going to be more, and there's going to be copycats and all that. Maybe to speak to some of that, Luis Valdez is going to join us from Gun Owners of America coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.